Welcome to the Incession Film Podcast Extra Film segment for October 23rd, 2013, and I'm J.D. Duran.
And I'm Scott Pollard.
And this week on our Extra Film segment, we're going to be reviewing the summer movie, The Kings of Summer, a little indie film. And we're going to be doing Drinking Buddies again for the second time, 2.0, since Scott wasn't on board the first go-around we did this. And he just watched this a week ago or so, and it was worth talking about again. So I was totally on board for it. So we're going to do Drinking Buddies 2.0. But before we get into it, Scott, how's your week going so far?
Going pretty well, man. It's hump day, so you know I'm ready to get on to the weekend. But so far, so good. How about you?
Things are going pretty well, too. A lot of work early on. We got up the podcast from this last week, got some reviews up. John from Second Report got some video reviews up. Got a review up for Escape Plan. So getting ready for the weekend, like you were saying. So it's been a good week so far. And I'm ready to talk about some Drinking Buddies again. Pretty excited.
Yeah, me too.
So, all right, let's get into it.
And here we go.
Let me go.
Y'all niggas don't really know me. Louis Shades on with the gold leaf. I get BJ's on my PJ. And all my bitches got gold teeth. And all my bitches is fine as hell. And I do business with the cartel. And I sell drugs to the CIA. They pay through the nose for the whole game.
Y'all niggas don't really know me. Louis Shades on with the gold leaf. Y'all not really my homies. Y'all niggas don't really know me.
I need a Louis Vuitton crown. With so much diamonds I drown. I need a girlfriend with no limits so I can bring my hoes around. Bring me a case of liquor. Bring me a bag of money. Bring me some big booty strippers. And all of them better be honey. Fresher than a motherfucking peppermint. Better than a fucking ever been. I just fucked your dream girl and she told you she was celibate. I did everything I wanted. Put my He-Man on her costume. She said she falling in love.
You're listening to the Incession Film Podcast Extra Film segment. Scott, did you ever escape for the summer and live in the woods?
You know, I think some people probably think I did, but no, I didn't.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Tools out of the driveway now.
I'm on the phone.
No.
Who's this, Patrick?
Kelly.
Kelly, a girl. That's a pleasant surprise.
Dad.
Listen, Kelly, Joe can't talk right now because he's grounded. He will call you back sometime before his hot new bedtime of 7:30. You have a good night.
My house, my rules.
This ends today.
Yes, it does.
All right, The Kings of Summer is directed by Jordan Vogt Roberts and stars Nick Robinson, Gabriel Basso, and a few other people as well. So, Scott, what did you think about the little indie film, The Kings of Summer?
You know, I was surprised by this one. I wasn't sure that I was going to like it when I first started watching it. Maybe the first 10 or 15 minutes, I was kind of like, well, this is another indie, cutesy romance film. But as it went on, and I really got into the characters, and I really got into the performances, and by the end, it made me feel so good, and it made like me remember my childhood so much that I really just gave it a pass on everything else, because I really enjoyed it, you know? I really loved this movie. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I liked it. I don't think it was necessarily my favorite indie of the year or of the summer.
No, me either.
But I think it was a nice little flick. It was very watchable. It was one I had fun with. Like you said, the characters were interesting, and I thought they were really engaging. I thought the performances were really solid and real strong. And in some ways, it's kind of the typical I'm going to get away from my parents, get out of this atmosphere type of thing.
Definitely.
And maybe it was a little bit slow at first. I might not have been as engaged with it, but I thought it was shot really well. I thought it was a little bit unique in the way it's done. I especially liked the opening segments with them just kind of playing music with the nature and things like that. I thought that was kind of fun. So yeah, I mean, I like the little things like that that kind of make this film a little bit unique and engaging. And that was the piece of it where I could have fun with. I think in terms of the negatives of this, and we can get into this a little bit, but to me, it was just, it wasn't enough of, I guess there wasn't enough to separate this movie in terms of the story, in terms of the characters that made it as fun for me as some other films. But I think it's right there where you can have fun with it, even though it seems a little bit average, a little bit more than average, but the characters are written well enough that you can still get something out of this movie.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, just to play on what you said about the opening, that opening shot of the three main kids here that we explore with, you know the one, you know which one's going to be the character out of those three. The I don't know, the McLovin type character, I guess you would say. he's pretty hilarious, this kid.
Yeah, he is pretty funny, yeah.
And so that's kind of the whole movie for me, is all these different little quirky characters, and especially the dad of the main character, is played by Nick Offerman.
Yeah,
who
he
know
was
from
fantastic.
Parks and Rec, you know?
Yeah, I was just about to say that the relationship that he has with his son is obviously very strained. I think it's something that a lot of people can relate to. And I think just the way that he handles that, though, is very, it's funny but serious at the same time. His sarcasm and the way that his remarks come across is just, it's hilarious because he's being serious, but it's that, I kind of hate my life right now, sarcasm. But,
oh, yeah.
But
he's
also,
perfect for that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the perfect cast for it.
I also liked his dynamic with his daughter, Allison Brie, who is from Mad Men, you know.
Yeah.
I really did not expect to see her in that role, and it's kind of hard to recognize because she's so different. But I really enjoyed her and like their dynamic, too, the same awkwardness and, you know, kind of thing. So, yeah, I like that.
Absolutely. And I think this, in terms of like where the story goes from an overarching theme, you know, it's definitely something we've seen before of, you know, the kind of heartache, the young boy kind of pursuing the girl and at the same time kind of rebelling against, you know, the man, I guess you could say. But I feel like it's kind of interesting just kind of seeing these kids out in the backwoods and what they would do in order to survive and kind of live off the land. But you can kind of put living off the land in quotes. They were cheating a lot. And I feel like I was able to relate with that because I feel like if I was going to rebel against the man and go out and live in the woods, that is exactly what I would do.
Yeah.
KFC with me. And
yeah, I think it's definitely a 21st century, tale of that kind of thing. It definitely is more realistic than, say, Mud or something like that, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, one thing this reminded me of a little bit was Moonrise Kingdom from last year. You know, it's not just the story that it's similar, you know, about the kids getting away and all that. But, you know, the fun cleverness of it all and, like, how they relate to each other and just the realistic relationships. Like, for instance, the scene where, you know, these people kind of take out their frustrations with each other playing Monopoly, you know. Have all these angers towards each other. But instead of talking about it, they like get mad in a game of Monopoly, you know?
I know. So, and I've definitely experienced family dynamics where like little things like that turns into World War III or whatever.
Exactly. So I thought that was pretty awesome, you know?
Yeah. It's really great. And, you know, and despite this story kind of maybe being something we've seen before, I feel like it does have heart. And I feel like it's something you can get behind. It's just one of those things where as the story comes along, the characters kind of are able to just kind of pull in front of one another, and the performances are just so well done that it would make, like, if you were the director, I feel like it would just make your job so much easier, because despite what I feel like is maybe a little bit of a lacking story, the characters are being driven so well by the performances that it would just make your job so much more easier and a lot more fun, I feel like.
Go
you know
ahead.
What I mean? And I kind of feel like when you're out in the woods like that, you could just kind of just think of things to do on the spot, which is what I feel like a lot of the movie was when they were in the woods. They just like make up different things and then they would be like, yeah, let's use that. So,
yeah,
you know, and I feel like that just adds more heart and it makes it feel more real, like you were talking about.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like they were as much acting as just kind of like being teenagers, you know what I mean?
It felt
like the actors were just making it up as they went, and maybe they weren't, but it just definitely felt real, so it played well to the film's, you know, overall rating for me. I mean, it definitely is not, it's like spectacular now light, you know what I mean? It's not something I'm going to buy or probably maybe never watch again, I don't know, but I really did, I felt good after I watched it, which doesn't happen a lot, so, you know, I admire it for that.
Yeah, and I definitely did too, even though it did get a little bit heavy and some of the themes were a little bit heavy-handed, especially with some of the romantic stuff. But yeah, at the same time, even though some of that stuff is heavy-handed, it's overall more of a light kind of tone to the film with really light pacing, and all of that was just really fluid. But yeah, I thought that was interconnected really well. I mean, I feel like even though some of those themes did get deep, they did a really good job of keeping the movie still on a fun level, something that you could engage with and still come out lighthearted and not be really heavy-handed with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I definitely liked all that, like you said. And I do think that this script is one of the better ones that I haven't heard much about. You know, even though it is heavy-handed, I do think it's a good script. And it feels like kind of like John Hughes at times, you know, very very heartfelt, you know, sure, without being too sentimental, I think. But
yeah, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I kind of touched on earlier, but the character played by Moises Arias, I believe is how that's said.
Yeah,
he's about the, he's about the only one that kind of doesn't really fit, but that's obviously very intentional.
And yeah, it's just really so funny. We all had those friends that like were so weird, you know.
And just at any point in the film, you had no idea what he was going to do.
Yeah, and the ending where he's involved, you don't see the ending coming. You don't see what's going to happen coming because you're thinking he's like going to be the guy to do this thing that happens towards the end. And it's so funny when it happens.
I know.
He's one who needs to get the help or whatever.
I know, exactly. I know, like one of my favorite moments of the whole film is there's an incident that happens, I guess, toward the end of the film. And afterwards, after the aftermath of all that is, you know, happening, he's kind of just sitting and he's talking to the main character. And he's like, you know what? I would make this sacrifice for you anytime. And then right after that, he's like, never mind. I wouldn't do that again.
That was so great.
Yeah, that was really funny.
And I'll tell you, you reminded me of another scene there towards the end of the father and son talking towards the end. I think that was a crucial scene for the movie. Yeah. You know, I think it kind of shows that, you know, you can go on these adventures and you can do these crazy things and you can get something out of it. You know, you grow when you make these mistakes, you know.
Absolutely.
So I really enjoyed that part of it. I thought that really wrapped it up well.
Yeah, absolutely. And even between the best friends, you kind of see a little bit of a resolution there
and how that
doesn't have to be something that tears you apart when in reality it happens all the time. And, you know, so when it happens, and especially at that age, it's such a great thing to learn that, you know, that those kind of things are going to happen. Most relationships at that age really don't last anyway. Some of them do, but a lot of them don't. And I feel like it's just such a great thing to learn. And so to see that resolution was just really, really great to go along with the dad stuff like you were talking about.
Yeah, yeah, that is really cool. And I also just want to say that Megan Mullally did a pretty good job here. You know, they are married in real life, Nick Offerman and Megan Mullally. So it's kind of cool that they got to play Mr. and Mrs. In a way.
Yeah,
so that's kind of.
Yeah, it was really good. All right, well, any final thoughts on what grade would you give The Kings of Summer?
The only final thought I'll say is that I feel like the score was out of place at times. I feel like it was trying to be too modern. Like what Spectacular Now did, it couldn't do because it tried to force those modern songs on you, I felt like. But I mean, it was fine. The songs were fine. I just didn't like the placement of the songs. So
yeah,
other than that, I mean, I was fine.
Especially with it being three kids kind of out in the woods, there was kind of a lot of hip-hop tracks and different things like that kind of did feel out of place. I would totally agree with that. Some of the actual score elements I thought were fine. And like I said, the kids kind of playing with the natural elements out in the woods, using that as part of the score was kind of interesting too.
I did like that a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd give it a solid B, you know, I'd give it a solid B.
Yeah, I'm right there. I'm exactly right in that range. I would give this movie a B as well. I think it's still fun. It's definitely not my favorite, and there are definitely flaws to the movie, but I think the flaws of this movie are so really mundane compared to a lot of other films we could discuss. So, yeah, I thought it was really good. It's really fun. It's definitely one I would recommend seeking out for sure.
Absolutely. It'll make you feel good if nothing else. So there you go.
Yeah, absolutely. We do not have a review of this up on the website, but it's definitely one I would definitely go and seek it out. It's definitely recommended.
All right. And if you agree or disagree with our takes, let us know by leaving a comment on our Facebook page at facebook.com/InSessionFilm or tweet us at InSessionFilm. Leave us a comment on our Google Plus page or on Letterboxd. Our usernames on both of those are InSessionFilm. And you can also email us at InSessionFilm@gmail.com.
All right, next, we're going to get a second round as we review Drinking Buddies. We're going to grab some beers. We'll be right back. Listening to the Incession Film Extra Film Podcast.
JD, is it okay to flirt with somebody if you're in a relationship?
Only if you've been drinking, right?
I was going to say, I wonder sometimes, you know, if I'd have met somebody like her or you or you know, somebody that had that kind of thing going on 15 years ago. Well, you know what? I probably did. I probably did meet somebody like that. And I probably wasn't paying attention.
You have lost every hand. You are down $1,000. I am yet to see my card.
Will the casino kindly give me another $1,000?
I'll tell you.
I'm good for it.
Kate?
This is like college.
I have never done this before, but I'll talk to the pit boss. We'll give you another $1,000.
Yes, thank you.
You better win it back, kid, because if you lose $2,000, I personally am going to bust your legs.
I'm all warmed up now.
How much?
$100.
That low right now?
You're right.
Let's get weird.
$300.
Now we're talking. Good luck, ma'am. I really mean that. I do work off tips.
All right, Drinking Buddies is written and directed by Joan Swanberg and stars Olivia Wilde, Jake Johnson, Anna Kendrick, Ron Livingston, and a few other people. So finally, I've been really wanting to discuss this with you since you saw it. What did you think about Drinking Buddies?
Yeah, so Drinking Buddies, the one you guys saw a while back and kept telling me to watch, and finally I got a chance to. You know, I really was surprised by this because even though I kind of felt like I knew what was going on at the beginning, I did not. And it turns out to be quite a story about really four couples, you know. You have two main couples, and then it ends up kind of telling the story of a couple more couples. So, you know, it was really interesting, and I enjoyed the heck out of it. You know, this is one of those movies where I felt like they really – I mean, it was really realistic. The screenplay was really realistic, and I felt like this is more about like how relationships really are than what the Hollywood usually gives us.
Sure.
So, what did you guys think?
I love this movie. I thought it was fantastic. It's one of my favorites of the summer for sure. It definitely made one of my favorite lists when we discussed like the summer movies and when we were talking about all that sort of stuff. I just think it's amazing, and for a lot of the reasons that you just said, it's just such a realistic approach to relationships. And to me, it's a little bit different and a little bit unique because I think a lot of people have been in situations like this where, you know, you have friends of the opposite sex that, you know, that are friends. And sometimes, especially when you're in your younger days, you know, when you alcohol gets involved, things get to be a little bit different at times. And I think this really explores those lines extremely well.
Yeah.
And when the first time we reviewed this film, especially being someone who's a Jake Johnson fan, like he is like my man crush right now. And I'll admit that right away. I love him. He's one of my favorite actors for sure. And I thought the dynamics he has with Olivia Wilde, I thought were fantastic.
Yeah.
And the one thing, again, to say about this movie is there was really no script. They freestyled everything. And that's the one thing you got to know going into this movie, because you can feel some of that.
Yeah.
If you know that fact, when you're watching it, you're able to see some of that. At the same time, if you don't know that fact, you won't necessarily know it because they do such a great job with it. And just the kind of dynamics and the playfulness and the flirtiness, it was just all real. And it was just a fantastic look at a really interesting dynamic.
Yeah, it really was. And I tell you, the one that did the best job with that natural stuff was Jake Johnson, I thought. You know, I really felt like we were hanging out with him. Oh, yeah. You know, I thought that was as close to a real person as you could get, I mean, as far as he goes.
Yeah.
But I,
outside of the beard, that was a little bit weird for me. But besides that, totally agree.
Totally what a brewery kind of guy would look like, you know? Totally what that kind of guy looks
like.
Sure. I tell you what really made... I mean, there's so many moments in this film that makes it special. It's not like one overarching story or one message or anything like that. There's just so many good scenes, and like there's so many really strong performances and scenes. And the first moment that I felt this was really the scene between Ron Livingston and Anna Kendrick out in the woods. You know, that scene was so powerful early on in the film, and I did not expect it at all. Sure. And it was such an awkward thing, you know, but you felt like it was so right. Like you felt like these two people could not be more perfect for each other. You know what I mean?
I know.
So
exactly. And you're thinking the same thing for Jake Johnson and Olivia Wilde.
Oh,
and it's like, those people are perfect for each other. Then you have this other dynamic in this relationship and what could be, but they're dating the other people. So that's what makes it really interesting. And when you're talking about morality and the issues that are that they're exploring here, I think it's something that is very serious, but they do in a very light way because obviously they're doing a lot of drinking, they're hanging out a lot, but it's something that is really just teetering on a morality line that can turn to something very serious very quickly. And something that could escalate very quickly if they let it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In terms of those relationships, do we go, you know, at one point, Olivia Wilde actually sleeps in the same bed with Jake Johnson's character. Now, it's nothing sexual, it's just them sleeping together. But at what point is that okay? And is that ever okay?
Yeah.
And I think the movie just explores those little weird circumstances really well.
And I'll tell you what, the morale of the movie to me, the message of the movie ends up being that I feel like, you know, sometimes you have to go away from what you love to realize what you love. And that's just not with people. I feel like that's with anything. And I'm always one to be really against that. I'm so against that in every way. But here I feel like it made the relationships stronger, you know, in the end. And I feel like maybe those people who have been together 50, 60, 70 years, maybe they know this secret, you know, maybe they realize, you know, people make mistakes and, you know, you got to forgive and stuff like that. But I do. It is very dangerous. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. And you feel like these two are definitely breaking up. You know, these two couples are definitely breaking up at some point in the movie. So it's
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you definitely kind of get that vibe. And then, you know, there's kind of, you know, some kind of turns toward the latter half of the film where, you know, you would kind of expect something to happen. And all of that, throughout all of that, it never felt too contrived. Like, to me, it just felt real.
Yep.
It felt like it was something that you could expect, something that would happen in real life. And I thought those emotions, the way that was played out, I thought all of that was done extremely well. And you see that. You see the depth. You see the emotion from these characters. And, you know, it's enhanced by a lot of drinking throughout the course of the movie. But it makes it fun and funny, and I thought that they did a really great job of portraying that, especially with no script, but just kind of an overarching guideline of how they wanted the movie to go. It's just done extremely well.
Yeah, and you know, am I right in assuming that, you know, Anna Kendrick was really drunk in some of those scenes, right? I feel like I heard that.
Yeah. She was actually drunk in some of the scenes. There's some like drinking games that they do kind of halfway through the movie. She was actually drunk through that. And it was really funny because Jake Johnson, when he tells a story, he's like, at some point, like Anna Kendrick just, and she only had like one or two in that one specific scene he's talking about, but she like finishes the beer and then she's like, guys, I'm drunk. Like on set, she says that. It's so cool, you know, really funny.
It's cool if they left that in there, let it go. And, you know, it must have been an awesome set to work on, you know?
Oh yeah. I'm sure it was a ton of fun. Just drinking and hanging out and doing acting.
and Joe Swanberg makes an appearance in the film a couple of times.
Yeah, he does. Kind of cool. Yeah, he does. Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I mean, it's a fun little indie film that I would highly recommend. It's so raw and intimate and just something you can really have a ton of fun with. It's amazing. The performances are through the roof.
I mean, how awesome is it that Ron Livingston, you know, Office Space fame, you know, you never see him in much. I was so happy for him to get this role. I mean, I love him so much.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, and one of my favorite parts about the whole film, too, is kind of like the tagline for the film was, do you know what makes the line between friends and more than friends really blurry? Beer.
Exactly.
Like, that's just the tagline of the movie. Yep. And that really sums it up.
Absolutely.
Like, that's really what the movie is about. It's really good.
Yeah, you'll have as much fun as they did with this movie, I feel like. This is a great one for everybody to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really, really
good.
It's
a shame it didn't get a release, you know?
I know. I wish that it kind of would have too, or been a little bit bigger, because it's one of those movies that I think a lot of people would really enjoy if they ever got a chance to catch it.
Me too, man. I really think this would have been big if it had got a wide release. You know, it only did $329,000 at the box office. I mean, I feel like it could have done $100 million if it got marketed the right way.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I mean, I don't know if it would have got $100 million, but it definitely would have gotten a much, much better response should it have gotten a wide release. And with this kind of cast, it really could have.
Yeah.
I 100% agree with that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, any final thoughts, and what grade would you give Drinking Buddies?
You know, final thoughts, this made me want to take a bunch of people out to a bar or something to drink, because yeah. I mean, it really did put you in the mood to have some fun. But yeah,
absolutely.
Honestly, I'll give this an A+ because I really enjoyed it. So.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I actually gave it an A- on my review that I did on the website, but it's really good. I really enjoy it. There are very, very few things that I like or that I don't like about this movie. The performances are really great, especially given the fact that there's no script. They just kind of go along with it, and there's some really great fun moments, and it's really good. Another part that we didn't talk about that I really enjoyed is the music. There's no score, but there's some really fun musical choices that Swanberg uses that adds a lot of fun to the aesthetic of the movie, and the soundtrack is just really amazing. I would highly recommend seeking it out. So
yeah, it's perfect.
So it was very, very good. So yeah, I mean, I would recommend it. I gave it an A-, but I might as well give it an A+ because I really love it that much.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I'm glad you recommended this one for sure.
Yeah, very, very good stuff. But this one I do have a review for, so you can go and check it out at InsessionFilm.com. And there is another Extra Film podcast where our good old friend Nate and I reviewed this a little while back. You can go and check that out as well.
Again, we'd love your feedback. Leave us a comment on the website at InSessionFilm.com or hit us up on Facebook or Twitter. Also, be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes and hear all our main podcasts and all these extra film reviews. And while you're on iTunes, leave us a review. We greatly appreciate that. Sign up for our new weekly newsletter at InSessionFilm.com/newsletter.
The InSession Film Podcast is supported by listeners like you. Be sure to check out our premium podcast where we have a bunch of awesome bonus content on there. And you can get those for just 99 cents. And again, just click on the premium tab on the main menu at InSessionFilm.com to buy one today. And you can hear everything we do, our main podcast and all of these extra film segments. You can get on our mobile app for a one-time fee of $1.99. And you can find that app on the Amazon market for Android devices and on the podcast box app for iOS devices. And all of those details are up on the website at InSessionFilm.com/apps. And that'll do it for this week's extra film segment. Before we get out of here, Scott, any final thoughts on anything?
Not really, man. Just ready to see The Counselor this weekend. Anxious to see what that's like. So, you know, other than that, that's about it.
Yeah, I got to see both Carries today. So I'm
anxious
really
to talk about
ready.
That too. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. So I'm ready to do the Carrie versus Carrie extra film that we'll do next week. But yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of Carrie today.
Yeah, you should be nice and scared now.
Yeah, so it was pretty interesting, but yeah, it was pretty good. Again, though, go seek out these films that we just talked about. Really, really good stuff. Now do it for this week's extra film segment. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys next time on the InSession Film Podcast extra film segment.